What we've seen is the continuous bombardment from the land, air, and sea, Israeli airstrikes, tank shelling, Navy shelling, and then the expansion of Israel's ground operation. And along with the directive calling on residents of Khan Yunis to move further south and west. And so we've seen a massive influx of people into Rafah and the Al Mawasi area and its surroundings, which is Al Mawasi is a barren strip of land along the Mediterranean coast that has no facilities or accommodations to host these people. The humanitarian situation is rapidly deteriorating even more than it already had been. We ourselves, in terms of our staff themselves, are struggling to have their basic needs met. We have several staff who are sleeping on the streets because they have no safe place to seek shelter. And so the challenges our staff are facing are making it increasingly difficult for them when they cannot help themselves to help others. But also because of the panic and chaos in the streets, it makes distributing the limited aid in Gaza incredibly difficult because people are desperate and it's leading to civil unrest.
What kind of things do the Palestinian people need that they're just not getting? Are you talking like water, food? What are you talking about?
At this point, it's basically everything and anything you can imagine. So it's food, water, medicines, medical supplies, shelter materials. That includes both tents, because so many people are displaced, kits, sealing, what are called sealing off kits, which are used to repair damaged homes and prevent elements from reaching people inside, mattresses, blankets, like warm winter clothes, because people really have nothing. We're at a point now where people are basically starting from scratch, and we have 1.9 million, about 85% of Gaza's population displaced out of 2.3 million. And we have about more than 60% of Gaza's housing units are damaged or destroyed. And so you have just a huge, massive number of people who are homeless and have absolutely nothing. So it's everything that's needed for basic survival at this point.
Is there any place in Gaza right now that people feel somewhat safe?
No, there's no place in Gaza that people feel safe. This idea that people are being called on to evacuate, and I don't even like to use the term evacuate because this isn't evacuation. These are directives to move. But under international humanitarian law, evacuation should be done in a way that is safe, that guarantees the safety of those fleeing, that they're guaranteed their safety in the places that they are forced to flee to, and that they have guarantees of their right to return home once hostilities have ended. That hasn't happened, and we've seen that since all the way back to October 13th, when Israel called on residents of northern Gaza and Gaza City to move south. We ourselves at NRC have had staff who fled the north, went to southern Gaza, went to Rafah, and were bombed in the homes that they were seeking shelter there. We had one staff member lose 10 members of her family, including her only child, who was a 7-year-old boy.
So what is the NRC asking for?
The only way to guarantee the safety of civilians, prevent further death and destruction, is to have a complete, permanent, sustained ceasefire.